Free Talk Live. We are launching into Hour 3. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com as we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Andy in Michigan. Andy, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, you're on the air. Andy?
Hey, before I tell my little story, I just wanted to say about conspiracies. I heard you were talking about them. Conspiracies are irrelevant. The conspiracy that really matters is the conspiracy that started by people like Free Talk Live, Free Minds Radio, Liberty Conspiracy. And when you start to see the tyrants push back against the public figureheads of liberty, then that's when you know things are starting to get interesting. But anyway,
what we're doing isn't a conspiracy. I mean, I know Gardner's podcast
is... Of course it's a conspiracy. It fits the definition perfectly.
No, but conspiracies have to be created in secret. And there's not much secrecy up here in New Hampshire with the activists.
Is that element a part of every definition of that?
Yeah,
it's my understanding. Usually it is.
But
it is fun. It's kind of fun to think of ourselves as, you know, a little group that we talk amongst ourselves and we're trying to build numbers and we're sort of the underdog. And I like that sort of idea, though. You know, that concept that people are so unaware about freedom now that we're almost sort of a closed circle. But we're trying by leaps and bounds. We're working to expand and get people to know. That's why with Liberty Conspiracy, I chose that title to sort of be an ironic play that, you know, freedom is so unpopular now that we have to be a conspiracy for freedom.
It depends on the definition. So I guess if you use definition number 5, any concurrence in action, combination, and bringing about a given result, you could literally call this a conspiracy because we are concurring. We are, we're working. Yes, sir.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, to the story. A congressman came to my daughter's elementary school, because I still have one child in the public school. She happens to have a very good teacher, so I've left her in this year at least. But the congressman came to school and told the kids a story. And he read the kids the story about the boy who cried wolf. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what do you suppose the moral and the point that the Congressman John Espinoza, Democrat of Croswell, was trying to make?
Let's see. The boy who cried wolf
that cried wolf didn't get believed because he always cried wolf.
Right, he said wolf, and there was no wolf there, and so the townspeople eventually started ignoring him when he cried wolf, and then finally one day when the wolf actually came and he cried wolf, then something awful happened. That's
this
the story.
This guy made the point to the kids in the third grade classroom that the government, are you there?
Yeah, we're listening intently.
I'm sorry. That little boy who cried wolf might not be believed, but if the government cries wolf, they're serious and you should listen. I am not kidding.
Oh, I believe you. Gotta start them early on this crap. Third grade, they're bringing in Congress people to propagandize the kids.
Because, you know, if you want to know the truth about something, ask a kid. I asked my daughter, how do you think that this man is your representative, your state representative? How do you feel like he can represent you? She says, I don't see how.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, well, I mean, logic precludes that. There's no way these people can represent anything other than themselves. They can't possibly represent you and I because you and I don't agree on everything. They certainly can't represent the four of us because we don't agree on everything.
Absolutely.
And they certainly can't represent 1,000 people. It's impossible. It's just not... Congratulations to having such a brilliant young daughter there.
Well, thank you, sir. You guys have a great night.
Hey, thanks for the call. So conspiracy, the number one definition is, of course, the act of conspiring. But the second definition is an evil, unlawful, treacherous, or surreptitious plan formulated in secret by two or more persons. So in the higher definitions, it always has to do with secrecy. But there is that last definition that does kind of let you in with other definite.
Hey, you know, we definitely feel like underdogs, you know, and the idea that liberty is so unpopular nowadays, it gives me extra drive to try to push people and understand, to get them to understand things. But hey, you know, it's a universal desire to be free in some way. But at the same time, there's this sort of bipolar nature among people that if they can be coddled, if they can be cared for, if they think they're being cared for, they don't resist. And all of a sudden they fall to these sorts of things. They get a fuzzy feeling of patriotism or nationalism when they hear about people going off to war. Doesn't seem to matter what it is. And then you have this small cadre of people who oppose these things. You have people like Joe Biden, who says it's not patriotic to try to dodge taxes, that you should pay your taxes. And Tom Daschle says the same sort of thing.
Didn't he fail to file?
Yes, good point. Yes.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, it's incredible. And of course they're at a totally different standard. It's like the Soviet leaders, you know, they'd drive around, they'd get picked up in their limousines and their Volgas, and they had the greatest vodkas and all the wonderful food and caviar, and McDonald's was shipped in.
As long as there's power, the guys with it are going to be the guys that get the best stuff.
Yeah, it's good to be in the gang.
And I got to tell you, you know, it brings us right back to the idea of people coming together in an area like this in New Hampshire. It really does make a difference. And I have to compliment you guys for helping to lead the way, to spearhead this.
It's really starting to blow up, I think. Because ever since Judge Burke threw me in a jail cell, we had a boost. It just almost immediately after that, and maybe it was going to come anyway, and it probably would have.
Yeah.
I think it hastened things a little bit. I think him taking that action of tyranny kind of sped things up just a little bit. And so we had a burst of new movers specifically to the Keene area. I can't speak to the rest of the state. I'm sure they're seeing new movers too up here in New Hampshire at the Free State Project. But we've had a bunch of new people come to Keene. As I mentioned, 32 people were at what was just basically a social hangout yesterday. Yeah. So we're regularly getting about 20. We had been getting about 15, 20 people on a regular basis. All of a sudden it jumps up to 32. Then there's this announcement, and I think this is public news because Pete Ayer at Bureaucrash mentioned this at the Liberty Forum. From what I understand, Pete from Bureaucrash and the former president of Bureaucrash, Jason Talley, are moving to New Hampshire, and then they're going to go on an RV trip around the country promoting both Bureaucrash, of course, and the idea of moving people to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
It's great.
They've chosen Keene.
And as you guys know,
huge.
Zach was there from Bureaucrash.
Zach Fix.
Yep, and we're talking. He's going to do an interview with me about Liberty Conspiracy coming up. And, you know, and so we're all getting to know each other. Anthony Gregory does a lot of work for the Independent Institute. Just chatting with him over the phone over the weekend. He was at the Liberty Forum, did a great job. Meeting people like Mary Ruard. All these people that you respect and admire for all their work, you know. And then you find out that they listen to Free Talk Live or they've heard about you and you say, wow, that's really neat. So they obviously think that you guys are doing good work. And I hope people understand that even when we get callers who sometimes disagree or whatever, it's so nice to hear someone say, hey, you know, I'm a conspiracy buff and I'm interested in these sorts of things. Slight challenges here and there. But then they say something like, hey, you guys are doing good work. You know, keep it up. That's really beneficial. It helps a lot. You know?
Yep, and the amount of people is really starting to change things too, because having a few dozen people available to show up at any kind of, you know, the drop of a hat pretty much nowadays, having this amount of people being able to show up is really changing the way we're perceived by the government folks. Before it was just, you know, a year ago it was all those crazy kook Free Staters are here, you know, there's five of us, right? Then you're just a crazy group. But when there's 25, it starts to change the perception of how people are seeing you. When there's 50, and we haven't gotten to that point where 50 can show up on a regular basis to things, it's going to be standing room only in the courtrooms, in the city council meetings. So just for the first time last week, Free Staters here in Keene showed up at the city council meeting and just let fly on these people. They had a public session,
and
a couple of Free Staters got up and spoke. We put the video up at freekeene.com, and these guys did not beg, they did not plead. They got up in front of these city councilors, and they basically called them out for what they are, and that is a big gang, essentially. So having this kind of stuff go on is just, it's never happened anywhere else. And so what's it going to lead to? I don't know, but I'm pretty excited to find out. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
This is Bob Chapman again at the International Forecaster. The second Great Depression began on February the 1st of this year. We expect the Dow over the next few years to go to 3,800 to 4,200 if we are lucky. If we replicate what happened in the Great Depression, the Dow will go to 1,260 to 1,450 and 89% retracement.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Bob Chapman again at the International Forecaster. The never-ending story of desperate times has our government, in behalf of American taxpayers this past week, throwing another $30 billion lifeline to American International Group, the beleaguered insurance giant and CIA front and money laundering operation that cost $62 billion in just the fourth quarter alone.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are free. You can enjoy things like the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts, serious issues, the fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. And then again, bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Computer Privacy Handbook warns, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. You can put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. privacyharbor.com. Go over there and get a free account today at privacyharbor.com because normal email is not secure.
800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Gene is on the line in Tennessee on the amp line. Hello, Gene.
Hello, guys. I thought I would tell you some of my observations from our trip to Europe.
It sounds like it's going to be a good topic, but I think you've got a bad cell, so I'm going to put Gene on hold. We're going to come back to him, and hopefully it'll sound a little bit better. But before we get to Gene's observations from his trip to Europe, let's talk about what's happening to an old man. A man
yes,
in his
sir.
Late 80s, almost 90 years old, this man.
Yes.
Stories that you're just not going to hear probably nationwide, most likely. And it's yet another tragic occurrence where the government is coming in trying to do the right thing, but at the same time, they're hurting somebody. I mean, the cleaning up the environment sounds like a worthy cause, right? Cleaning up oil spills and things like that sounds like something that people would want to be done. Who could disagree with cleaning up the environment?
Yeah.
But what's happening here, Garden?
Well, you're right.
This is a little unusual.
You're not going to be hearing this in too many other places than on your program, you guys.
And yours at libertyconspiracy.com.
Good point, actually. Yes. I was tipped off to this last week and did a preliminary conversation interview with the man who is the son of the man who's getting hurt by the EPA policies here. By the federal policies, which should not apply to him and should not apply to anyone in this instance, but they are. And it goes back 22 years or longer in this case, because the EPA is going after an 88-year-old man who owned a gas station in Manchester, New Hampshire. He was a fixture in Manchester for 40 years, from the old days when Route 101 was the only route, and you just went by this guy's place. They had Coca-Cola in the glass bottles, and, you know, the old time, pop the lid, hang out with the guys, get your oil changed there. Well, lots of people got their oil changed there, and he hired a company to take the oil away. That company was in existence since 1920. For 70 years, they collected people's oil, they took it away on contract, and they were paid to handle this product.
Great. So I, as a business owner, don't have to deal with the disposal. I can hire a contractor to come in, and they're responsible for it.
Absolutely. Well, it looks like...
Or are they?
In this case, they had this company... which is called, the company is called...
The Oil Disposal Company.
Yes, Bead Waste Oil Company in Plastow, New Hampshire, was cited in 1996 for depositing of the oil improperly on its site in New Hampshire. The EPA,
so they've been incorrectly depositing this for decades?
Yes, for decades. And they've been taking it not just from private companies that thought they were doing the right business and have been defrauded in this case, but also from government entities, towns, from their plow trucks, their buses, and things like that. And federal agencies and state agencies. So
now, the way in which they put this stuff, they deposited this oil.
Yes.
Was it actually dangerous to the environment, or was it just some sort of minor violation according to the EPA?
We don't know, and this is where we start to get a little complex into what is a claim that could be made against someone. If in this story, I have seen nothing where there are aggrieved parties who have taken this company to court.
So nobody has said you polluted our land.
Exactly. There is no claim based on tort law. And as I mentioned before, this is on many levels a real insult, not only to ethics, not only to the Constitution, but to the very tradition of common law that established claims for torts and damages in the stinking first place. The story here is that the government, the EPA, without any sort of a trial, without any representation, has now approached any of the companies that were doing business with this business out of Plastow, New Hampshire, that thought they were doing the right thing and were defrauded by this company. They are making claims on this company, on the gas stations and the private owners, 20 years after this man retired and sold his gas station. He's 88 years old, going to be 89 now. He's living on his retirement and Social Security, has a wife who has Alzheimer's disease. He is now being hit up for $70,400, and if he doesn't pay in 30 days, it will double.
Oh, God.
It will double. All because, not because someone made a claim and asked that this man be brought to court for a tort trial where civil damages would be assessed based on a jury, and they would hear the case, and it would be based on British common law, and a judge would have to determine whether the aggrieved party had standing. No. An abstract entity which cannot...
And they wouldn't have standing. I'm sorry to interrupt, but they wouldn't have standing against him anyway. He didn't get rid of the oil.
He didn't do it. Well, you see, then they have joint and several liability. You see, nowadays in tort law, they introduce joint and several liability, which is sort of nebulous because even though he wasn't aware of it, they would try to determine in the court, the judge might allow it and say, well, now we're going to determine what your liability was. What should you have known? But they're not even going to that nebulous. They're not even going in that sort of amorphous route. They're not even allowing that sort of thing to happen, which I think is disastrous in the first place. What they're doing is, with no trial, EPA, state is the aggrieved party, which is impossible. You can't have an abstract title.
I call the state to the stand.
Exactly. The state hasn't been hurt. You can only have a tort claim if you are an individual who has been harmed. The judge says, yes, you have standing. You can proceed with the trial. That's the way it's always worked in British common law.
I would agree with that. That you see, in this case, the ground, which is the state, may very well have been hurt. However, this gentleman sold his oil to another company. Now, you know, made an exchange for his oil with this other company. He paid a company to take it away. He no longer owns that oil.
He doesn't. And the other thing is, he
changed the ownership of that oil. That oil then becomes this other company's. And, you know, I don't know. They should do whatever they're going to do against this other company, but they know that they can come after the little guys and scare the bejesus out of them and get some money.
Now, when I interviewed this man's son, and this man is hard of hearing, you know, he's got a lot of hurdles he's up against here. When I interviewed this man's son, David, David is a friend of mine. He didn't want people to know about it at first. He just wanted to tell the story. He wanted people to know what was going on because he didn't think that this could be fought. But he's changed his mind. We spoke about this. I've recorded another conversation, which will be posted at the website tomorrow. And if people are interested, they can hear the first one. Not to promote the website or whatever, but if they want to go, they want to hear it, it's at the Liberty Conspiracy. They can check it out. David's a good guy. His last name is Zlotek, Z-L-O-T-E-K. And very soon I will post a link to a Boston Globe article about what is being done to these people. And there's even more involved.
It's not just him, though. It's not just the 89-year-old. There are all kinds of people.
1,700 people, and Exxon is partially behind this now.
We'll get to more of this here. There are more details. Yeah. We're going to get to it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Toll free again, 800-259-9231.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow Dirt Sheep superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Overfeeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours free. Front page of the website going back for an entire year at freetalklive.com.
If you're in the college age bracket and you're listening to this show, you're going to be want to be at the seminars that the libertarianseminars.com is holding this summer. They're week-long seminars. The IHS covers all the meals and housing and all that stuff there for people who are new to liberty, to people who know a great deal about it. You go to libertarianseminars.com. The deadline is fast approaching. It is like right now, so go register now at libertarianseminars.com.
800-259-9231. All right, so continuing the story here, and then we'll get back to your calls, but I just want to make sure we get all the details out. So let me see if I can recap where we're at so far. Back in the early part of the 20th century, so a long time ago, there was a gentleman who was running a gas station or a fixing convenience store with an auto repair bay, and he was doing oil changes for people, and he contracted out the oil removal service, so he had a company come in and remove the oil and take it to their location and do what they do with oil, whatever that is. It's not his business, right? He doesn't want to deal with oil disposal, so he hired someone else to handle it. And he figured, that's fine, right?
Right.
That makes sense. You've paid this company. They're going to take care of it. It's their responsibility at that point. Turns out that's not actually how things work today. With the all the crazy laws in Washington, D.C., the EPA has come along, and they've determined that this company that had been removing the oil over all of these years had been improperly storing it. And we're not really sure what that means. We don't know if that means they just, you know, didn't follow one regulation, but it doesn't really, it hasn't really resulted in any land being poisoned because nobody has filed a suit. There hasn't been any evidence of any damaged property. It's just the government coming in and saying there's a problem here.
Yes.
So the government has come in and said there's a problem here and we need for you to pay us. What were they? Did they do some sort of cleanup operation on it?
Yeah, I'll give you the details. And one of the things to remember here is that these people are being nailed, and this is within New Hampshire so far. The people we're talking about are the man I'm talking about specifically, Edward Zlotek, is in New Hampshire, and the site is in New Hampshire. How the federal government claims jurisdiction here, I don't know.
Well, they own everything.
Exactly.
See, they own us all. But what's happening is they're going after the owner of the gas station, who is still alive.
Yeah.
And he's almost 90 years old. They're going after him and saying, okay, you need to pay thousands upon thousands of dollars because we found a problem with the guys that you hired to remove the oil.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting. There's a little wrinkle here that's quite interesting because Exxon is involved with this. I'll give you the quick details. According to the Boston Globe's Beth Daly, on March 17th, and it's very good that they wrote this piece, owners of gas stations and auto repair shops are being billed tens of thousands of dollars each to pay for the more than $65 million cleanup at the deeply contaminated Bead site in New Hampshire.
Okay, so there was a cleanup, which they claim was contaminated, but as you say, there was no actual claims from any real persons.
Exactly.
No individuals.
You know, it's interesting they're going after the service station people. Couldn't they subpoena his records and then go after all the people that
removed
oil from their cars?
That's exactly what it said in the interview.
He didn't buy the oil any more than this company.
Precisely. If they're going to do that joint and several liability thing, they could move it to the next level. You're absolutely right, Mark. How about go after? If he kept records on the people, if he happened to have them, then you could go with the same thing.
30 years of oil changes, right?
All those people who approached him to get their oil changed, just like he thought he was doing honest business with these people to take away his oil, they could go after
the estates of all
Precisely.
These people.
What do you do when you get a letter in the mail from the EPA saying, according to our records, you got your oil changed in 1993 at Joe's Stop and Shop, and you now owe $2,700 to clean up the oil that was set on fire?
If you don't pay it in 30 days, it'll double. And this is the interesting thing, it says, under the federal Superfund law aimed at cleaning up the nation's most polluted dumps, if the people or companies that made the mess can't clean it up, anyone who generated waste that wound up in a Superfund site, such as Bead, is responsible to pay for it, even if they broke no laws.
It's crazy.
And at the end of it, they've got this interesting little
statement. How many people are they going after again?
1,700 people.
1,700 people are all in the same boat as this one 89-year-old man.
Yes.
So he's just the one that we happen to have picked out to focus on here.
Yes.
But there are 1,699 other people that are being victimized in the very same manner.
Yes, it seems that's the case. Absolutely right. And it's incredible to think about this. The company that took the stuff away closed in 1994, and officials found the site literally oozing with oil, polluting the soil and groundwater below. Its last owner, Mark O. Henry of North Andover, was convicted and sentenced to 3 years in federal prison on related charges. Oh, well, okay.
Well, that's all the information. That's the guy who did it.
Yep.
Whoever dumped it there knowingly, those people, fine, if you want to go after those people, but do not go after the people that had no idea.
Exactly, and this is where that joint and several liability thing comes in. This is an extremely slippery slope, as I try to slip on the pronunciation of it. It says Bead was declared a Superfund cleanup site in 1996. The EPA then spent 3 years pouring through the company's manifest to identify roughly 3,000 to 5,000 businesses and governmental agencies that sent or transported waste to Bead, from ExxonMobil, which sent more than 1 million gallons, to the tiny Hopedale Library, which shipped several hundred gallons when the building switched from oil to gas in the early 1990s. Defenders of the law say the government has little choice but to pursue companies that sent waste to Superfund sites. Otherwise, taxpayers would have to pick up the tab. I don't know. How do they make that jump?
Well, because the Superfund, once something's identified as a Superfund cleanup, then it must be, according to law, cleaned
up. They deal
up
superficially with, that's what the law says. I'm just doing my job, said the SS trooper.
They clean them up as they see fit, though. It's not like they find out it's a Superfund cleanup site and then just, show up in mass.
Yep.
By the way, if the government's going to confiscate your land, dump a bunch of oil on it. because then the local government can't use it. The federal government has to come in and, you know, do all these crazy things in order to clean it up. It's a super fun cleanup. I mean, you know, I don't know. Do some research. 55-gallon drum ought to do it.
It says here that officials at the New England Service Station and Automotive Repair Association said they have heard from about 36 current or former owners of auto-related businesses who have received demand notices and expect far more. They question whether the bead company's shipment records are accurate. Quote, what is also killing a lot of the guys is that Exxon, that is going after them. And here's the thing. You see, there are certain businesses that did not get nailed by the EPA because they were too small. Now Exxon is requesting that the EPA go after these guys.
Because it's only fair, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So that's why they're getting all these letters now, because Exxon has pushed that the EPA try to get the money from them, because that's what the law says. They had discretion not to apply it to these smaller guys because it would have been too much trouble or something like that. So they're saying you got to go after everybody. So an 88-year-old man is doing this. He says that Exxon did nothing wrong, says one of the owners, but it galls him to have Exxon acting as a collection agency. If I see them making $40 billion in profit, he says, that's not fair. And at the end of the article, Beth Daly, the author, did a very good job. She says, but fairness is not part of the Superfund law's equation. According to letters from the Quincy law firm that does this work to the service owners, they state neither fairness nor your compliance with the applicable laws at the time of disposal provides any defense.
So even if you were doing exactly as the dumb laws were mandating that you do, you can still be held liable for what the other people did with your contracted work.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what's interesting? What's interesting is that's very interesting because there is a provision in the Constitution that says no ex post facto law. This is the Superfund law. That is a law.
Constitution, smonstitution.
Yeah, really. So anyway,
if the EPA is an extra constitutional agency, then do they have to pay attention to what the Constitution says?
Is it really law if you don't get a trial?
If a tree falls in the forest, does an EPA guy go and sue somebody?
Apparently. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you've ever walked through that forest, there's a chance you might be liable for that.
Yeah.
More on the way here. You can bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments. And Gene is back to tell us about his trip to Europe. It's Free Talk Live.
Have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, just enough time for your call. If you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we would invite you to learn how to promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You see a whole list of things that you can do to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, get in more MP3 players around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, we're going to try Gene again. He's back on a landline this time from Tennessee. Gene the Christian Anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, all you people that think the planet is overcrowded, it's not. I just flew over Europe, and guess what? It looks just like it does over here. There's, for every acre of city, there's probably, I don't know, 1,000 acres of unpopulated area. You go take the highway from Paris to Germany, and it's mostly all country land. And
I don't know why people think there's overpopulation. All of the evidence shows that you can fit all of the entirety of mankind into a relatively small area if you compacted them.
Right. So, this BS about the planet suffering and how we're all dying because we've got too many people, it's nothing more than political correctness gone crazy.
What else did you experience over there?
Yeah, I had a great time. Went to London and Paris, and then drove from Paris to Germany and back, and I got to drive on the Autobahn at speeds over 100 miles an hour, and I was the slow guy, and the Mercedes behind me wanted to go by, so I had to get over.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun, and there aren't a lot of wrecks on the Autobahn. The Autobahn appears from all of my observations to be extremely safe.
Why is that? I mean, people in this country will say that going 5 miles over the speed limit is dangerous and that the government has done extensive studies to show they've spent millions of dollars to set these speed limits, but you're saying people can go as fast as they want to?
Well, there's no limit. So I would assume, yes, you can go as fast as you want to.
Wow.
Now, you'd be crazy to go 200 miles an hour on the Autobahn because you would certainly probably not live very long. But, you can go whatever speed you feel safe at, and apparently there's no carnage alongside the road. Even the guardrails, I was looking at the guardrails, to see indications of horrendous crashes into the guardrails, and there I didn't see a single indication of a damaged guardrail.
I would think that the big hazard on the interstate or the Autobahn or whatever is in fact the people going slow. Here in the United States, there isn't a law that basically says if you're going too slow, get the hell out of the left lane, which really is what keeps things, I believe, more safe on the Autobahn. If there's somebody who wants to get past you, they need to be able to get past you. And it's these slow people that glut up the interstate and cause people to want to try to get around them, and that's where they I think the accidents come from. Personally,
didn't Montana bring speed limits back or put speed limits on their state roads?
Yes.
Because they got money from the feds, not because it was
right.
A safety issue.
Money from the feds.
Yeah
Oregon did the same thing. But the way it's enforced, apparently, the way good behavior is enforced on the Autobahn is by peer pressure. There are no highway patrolmen.
Really?
In fact, all of Europe and even China, I never saw highway patrolmen. They do not have such a thing as cruisers going up and down the freeway, pulling people over because they have a burned-out license plate or because they're going too fast or any of those things.
Now, that's been your observation. I wonder from our Europe listeners, is that actually true?
I mean, I believe it is.
I've seen I've seen them in the movies. They've got police cars in the European movies, the little teeny. Yeah, right.
Oh, they have police cars, and I saw them driving around Paris, and with their little blue lights on, going here and there.
But they don't go on the highway.
There is apparently no highway enforcement that I saw. That I never saw a highway cruiser. I never saw anybody pulled over. I haven't seen that in Japan, in China either, on the roads there. Apparently, all of the enforcement in China and Europe seems to be done through speed cameras. And I did actually get a speeding ticket in France when I came back from the Autobahn, or at least I think I did. The camera flashed when I went by it because I didn't know it was there. Of course, I'm not paying that ticket. They're going to have to come here and collect it. In fact, I haven't seen the ticket.
What is an international driver's license? Why were you able to legally drive over there?
I went to AAA and got my international driver's permit.
I see.
And
can you show that to a copper here now?
No, I don't think so. And then I went to a car rental place at the airport in Paris. And basically all they want, I showed them my international driver's permit, and I was supposed to also show them my passport. And I said, oh, no, I forgot my passport in the hotel room. She said, oh, don't worry about it. And I signed the papers, and they gave me a brand-new Peugeot to drive around, a diesel Peugeot, a very nice car. Most of the cars over there are diesel, and the gasoline prices are horrendous. Diesel is cheaper over there than gasoline, which is the way it's supposed to be.
Yes.
But it's still about $6 a gallon.
Wow.
So it's very expensive.
That's amazing.
The toll roads in France are very expensive. There are no toll roads in Germany that I saw. I didn't go all through Germany. I just went to Wiesbaden from Paris.
So did you make a stop in Amsterdam, Gene? Get a little baked?
No, too far away.
No, okay.
I didn't have the time. I basically took one day from Paris and drove to Germany and spent the night in Germany and then drove back.
What were you over there in the first place for?
Well, my son had his spring break from school, and we thought it would be good since he's learning French this year. We took him to France. Yeah, very interesting place, France.
Very socialist, like, lot of unemployment there.
I was surprised. We ate dinner with a friend of my wife's, actually a sister of my wife's friend, who's been living in France for over 20 years. She's, of course, Chinese, but she has a French husband, and I was talking to him about the taxes because I thought, my impression was that the taxes were horrendous in France, and they are pretty high. You've got that 15% VAT on everything, like a sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
But their income tax rate is much lower than ours, and they don't withhold from your paycheck.
Oh, wow.
You have an option. You can either pay it in 12 monthly installments, or you can wait till the end of the year when you file your form and then send it in. I said, well, what happens if somebody doesn't have the money? And he said they wind up getting penalties and interest, and just like here, you know. But they don't at least force you to take it out of your paycheck.
Gene, as always, good to hear from you, and you're a man about the world. It's always interesting to hear your observations from your travels because things are different out there. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, he's talking. I get this impression that all those people, they're foreign, man.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, we're all people, human beings. We just happen to be born at different plots of land. I don't think there is such a thing as being foreign. Anyway, we continue here with your calls. Adam is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Adam.
Hi. Hey. I have information about what's happening in Schenectady right now.
Yeah, what is happening in Schenectady? I actually had this story tonight. We never got to it. Go ahead and give us the briefing.
Well, I currently am in Florida, but I live in New York, Albany area.
Mm-hmm.
And I got information from people that martial law has been declared and the department has been sacked.
The what?
Really?
Has been sacked?
Police department.
The story that I had was from the 19th, so it's a few days old at this point. I'll have to poke around and see if there's an update. But the police chief was basically saying because five police officers have been accused of everything from driving drunk to beating up a man, they're looking at taking drastic action to fix the department tainted by the few who may have acted illegally. And he says, so apparently because they got a few bad cops that have been outed, they're now looking at imposing martial law. And what you're telling us is that has actually happened at this point?
I have a family member in the National Guard in New York, at Echo Company 427, and he has been deployed to Schenectady.
What are they doing?
What the information I have is that the mayor wants to get rid of the police because, what you said, someone has been accused of beating up their wife, DWIs, drugs, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor wants to sack the police and bring in the National Guard for a cool-down period so we can set up some kind of countywide police or something. That's what I heard.
We'll take a closer look at it. I thank you, Adam, for the call tonight. I had this story here. The mayor said that it's a stopgap measure and you'll need military forces for that, the state police and the National Guard. Apparently they need the National Guard in order to get rid of one police force and hire another one or something. But here's a really revealing quote. It's from the Council of the municipal government, the attorney, basically. He says, if you abolish the police department, you still have a need, not an obligation, but a need to police the community. So there's that attorney right there admitting in his statement that there is no obligation for the government to provide the police, not at all. Isn't it interesting? They just admit it right out in the open.
Yep.
We have no obligation to protect you, and we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.